Ray was splitting logs with Matthias when the first guests arrived. The day had warmed, and the sun was shrinking the snow into patches and puddles in the yard. With his sleeves rolled up and his shirt unbuttoned, Ray sweated with the effort of the axe. Matthias positioned the next piece of hickory on the fat stump, and Ray brought the axe down with a crack. As Ray lifted the axe for the next swing, Oliver dashed past, followed by Naomi and Rosemary. "You're supposed to be helping get ready for Nell's party," Ray called. The three disappeared around the lodge, and Ray heard the voices of the children abandoning their chores to greet the arrival. Matthias gave Ray an expectant look.
"Go on," Ray chuckled,
and Matthias raced to join the others to see who had arrived. Ray cleaved the axe into the stump, planted his hat on his head, and buttoned up his shirt before following. Nell came down from the porch, clapping his hands together and laughing, with Buck behind him. Ray joined them and the children as a Nissen wagon, pulled by a pair of mules, came up the path. Driving the mules was a stout man with a wagging walrus mustache. At his side sat a younger version of himself, slender and sporting a mustache that was only beginning to droop at the corners of his lips. In the back of the wagon sat another young man and a plump woman, wispy hair escaping from her bonnet.
"Yeah, mules!"
the stout man barked as he snapped the reins.
"Yeah, almost there." "Ox Everett,"
Buck greeted him.
"You drive mules just as mercilessly as you do the ballyhoo. Come up through near 10 miles of mud and slush," Ox grumbled
as he brought the wagon to a stop in the middle of the swarming children.
"Shuckstack ain't the easiest place on earth to reach." "And we like it that way,"
Nell said, extending a hand for Ma Everett to step down.
"My, Nell," Ma Everett chirped, "looking 10 years younger every time we visit."
"You're too kind, my dear. Eddie, how are you, son?"
Eddie Everett extended his hand, which Nell shook heartily, adding a slap on his shoulder.
"Fitting fine, sir. Glad to be here again."
The older Everett's son, Shax, helped his father down from the wagon and then drove the mules to the barn. Ma Everett went around to each child, distributing hugs and kisses and compliments like bits of candy. Eddie found Ray. The younger Everett had a few patches of coal soot behind his ears and in the creases of his neck and face, but otherwise he was much cleaner than Ray had ever seen him.
"Well, you see all the food Ma had us haul," Eddie said. "Gonna be a feast like you've never seen."
"Well, that's good," Ray said. "It's quite a guest list. Half of them I've never heard of before."
"How does Nell know so many folks?" Eddie asked.
Ray shrugged.
"Been around 81 years. I guess you get to know people."
Finished with her greeting, Ma Everett called for all the children to follow her to the wagon to begin unloading it. Eddie had not been kidding about the amount of food. With arms filled, the group marched around to the back of the lodge and into the cellar kitchen. Soon the larders were overflowing with sacks and jars, tins and boxes.
"Ma Everett!"
Marisol called as she came from her room next to the kitchen.
"Marisol!"
Ma Everett cupped her hands to the girl's face.
"Lovelier than ever."
"Thank you,"
Marisol smiled.
"Now, dear, we've got our work cut out. Take that sack of corn and start grinding it. Then we'll need to find the flour.
Where's the box of apples?
Oh, my, my, so much to do. After that corn's ground, we'll need to soak it in spring water."
The kitchen became a cyclone of activity, with half the children helping and half getting swatted by Ma Everett's apron for getting in the way or sticking their fingers in batters and bowls.